This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Fort Mill School District. We have Joe Burke, who is the Chief Communications Officer here on Palmetto Mornings. And Joe, good morning to you, my man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe looks great this morning. Not that he doesn't.
I actually said, Joe, I like that outfit today. So
it's the springtime colors, you know.
Yeah.
He's got the Carolina blue going on, mm-hmm. and that could be
navy.
In North Carolina and South Carolina. Mm-hmm. You got it all covered. Mm-hmm. And you look great all the other times.
Thank you.
I know when people say you look good today, then the first reaction is, well, do I look bad
every
the other
day?
Time?
Yeah.
But you look good today.
Thank you.
You're a great representation of what South Carolina is all about. And speaking of South Carolina, you all in the Fort Mill School District, you're about to release more of your students mm-hmm. to the state of South Carolina, whether they're going to college or to the military or to the workforce. You're going to send more great Fort Mill School District alumni into the real world in South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like this year has flown by, but we're at that point. We're just a couple weeks away from graduation. Matter of fact, looking at May 23rd, so I believe that's next Friday, mm-hmm. right? So we're going to have all three graduations going on at Winthrop Coliseum next Friday. We'll start with Catawba Ridge in the morning at 10. We have Nation Ford at 2 o'clock, and then we'll close it out with Fort Mill at 6 p.m. that night. All of our graduates should be in the process of receiving their tickets for their families. You do have to have a ticket to attend just because of limited space. And, of course, it'll be live streamed, too. We do that every year, so people can go to the district website or the district YouTube page from the district website and watch all the graduations live, and then they remain up there on demand for everybody to see anytime they want to go watch them.
Do you have any stats or figures regarding the class of 2025?
I don't have specific numbers yet. They're still wrapping all of that up, but pretty much traditionally what it is. Fort Mill High will be our largest class. They're going to have over 400 graduates, from what I understand. Wow. Nation Ford right there behind them. And obviously Catawba Ridge is catching up. You know, when we started that school, we started it out without a senior class in the first year, and then it starts to build from there. So we're seeing all of those classes growing every year. And again, it's another great class. Lots of great awards coming out of those classes. Scholarship numbers will be coming in here soon. So, you know, just that great standard that our district has had, and obviously the great work that our students put in every year.
Well, congratulations to the class of 2025. And again, welcome to the real world, whatever path that is. It's fun. Don't listen to the naysayers, but it's the real world.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yes, it is. And one other special thing about this, too, and I know he probably wouldn't want me to even bring it back up, but I think it is kind of unique this year with Fort Mill High School being the last graduation of the day, as well as it will be Dr. Epps' last graduation as superintendent. So I think that's kind of special to be able to get him to go out with his last graduation at his alma mater, actually. So I think that's a pretty neat little aspect to this as well. I'm sure all the schools will probably be saying something or recognizing him during the program, but I think it's pretty cool that he gets to end with Fort Mill High.
Speaking of the superintendent, real quick, where are we in the superintendent search?
Yeah, so the applications closed at the end of April. The school board worked with BWP to identify, I believe, six-ish candidates that they were going to do interviews on, and I believe that process has started. They've started with their interviews this week. It's kind of a little bit of a rapid pace on this. Obviously, once you start your interviews, the board will then take that six, narrow it down to three. They'll be announcing the three finalists publicly. There'll be an event next Monday night where people will be able to come and meet and greet the three that they choose as the finalists. And then I believe the plan is to announce the next superintendent on May 22nd. They have a special call meeting that they're going to come in and announce who they're hiring as the new superintendent. So that process is still ongoing, but it is nearing completion. So, and then, of course, that person will be coming in as we roll over our year when we start on June 1, they always go back and forth. But the nice thing about our process is that Dr. Epps is going to stay on with us through December as a consultant and help with that transitional period, help the new person come in, get all set up and get up and running and get familiar with the district, all of that. So we're in a very fortunate position to have that be the way this is going to work for us.
And speaking of superintendents, some of your assistant superintendents, what's the right word?
Yes, assistant superintendents.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, assistant superintendent Gray Young, who's over our student services mm-hmm. and transportation department. And then also Dr. Wakesness, who's over our curriculum. He's assistant superintendent for curriculum. Dr. Wakesness won the Instructional Leader of the Year Award from SCASA. And then Gray Young was chosen as the administrator, South Carolina Administrator of the Year, also by SCASA. So those are two of the highest awards in our state for district personnel, and we're very, very proud of both of those guys. They do a lot of work in our district and, you know, really help make what Fort Mill is behind the scenes almost. So very proud of them. Definitely want to give them some recognition for that selection.
Yeah, congratulations
to them.
We're speaking with Joe Burke. He's the Chief Communications Officer with the Fort Mill School District. Joe, let's get an update on SILFAB.
Yes. So first off, the district did receive the information that was provided by USC last week. We had that sent to us by the community group level, several people in the community and the community group here. And I can tell you the district is actually in the final stages of finalizing a contract with a national environmental health services firm to come in and do a complete study assessment of our site. They're going to be looking at everything from safety procedures to the data that SILFAB has provided in their permits to our HVA systems, possible ongoing air quality testing should it be needed, all of that. So it's going to be a complete assessment of our sites. Like I said, we're in the process of finalizing that contract now, so we'll be moving forward with that. As soon as we get that step done, they'll be coming in, doing some things. There'll be, I believe, some presentations they'll be doing for the public, that kind of thing, to talk about the work that they're going to be doing. And then, of course, once we get to the point where we have that finalized, we'll be sharing all of that with the public as well, too. And this is a proactive step to ensure that our school sites are safe, regardless of what happens with their site, whether it comes or doesn't come. We're taking this step. Again, this was a recommendation by the PEHSU that we got the letter from, and we are moving forward with that.
I was going to ask you, with this information, once you have it in hand, what do you do with this? What will we see?
It could be a number of things. A lot of it depends on what direction this goes for the future. But like I said, they're going to be looking at every aspect. So if there are extra mitigation factors we need to put in, should the place be there, or if there are changes to our safety protocols we need to put in, if it shows there's a need for ongoing air quality monitoring, we can do that. It also, like I said, is going to have that verification step of all of the data that's been provided by SILFAB in their permitting to, you know, make sure that what they have said they're going to be doing is matched up by the data. So it's a proactive step on our side to try to do what we can with our site, because our site is the area we have control over. So we'll have more information on that coming out as soon as we get that done.
And Joe, this is Flint Hill Elementary School and the middle school, but the elementary school will open in the fall of 2025.
Yeah, Flint Hill Elementary is slated to open this fall. So in August, the doors on that one will be open, and the middle school is slated to open in the fall of 2026. And obviously all of this is in response to the growth in our district. We have a large number of students currently in freezes right now. What a freeze means is they're not attending the school that they are zoned for because of the size of that school. So when we open schools, we rezone all of our schools to alleviate those issues, get everybody going back to their zone school, stop all the situation where we have to transport them to other schools to have space, that kind of thing, and allow for growth in all of our schools still, because we are still growing at this point. So,
but not opening those schools, that's not an option.
Not at this point. The elementary school is nearing completion. The middle school, if you drive by there, is well out of the ground at this point. And again, this is all to alleviate the growth issues we have in the district and get kids back into the schools that they are zoned for.
When do you hope to get that report back in?
I don't have a specific timeline yet. Like I said, we are actually finalizing that proposal contract right now as of today. So once we get that in, we'll have the specific timeline. There are certain things that can't take place till we have CO of the building, which should be coming here soon. But once we have all of those details, we'll be sharing them out.
Well, those are the headlines coming from the Fort Mill School District. I think we can stretch a little longer with that. Okay, perfect. Okay, all right. Well, Joe, what else do you know?
We ran through all that.
Ran up right into the time. Now we're over, so we need to just stretch a little bit longer.
Well, some of the things too to prep for our students coming back next year. Obviously, we're saying goodbye to our seniors and wishing them well, but we do have a large number of students coming back, and obviously a large number of students that are new to our district. So all of our parents that are currently in the district right now, the district, what we call re-registration, is open. So please go in there and go online to the system. You should have all gotten an email on how to do this. We have a new system this year that we're doing that through to make it a little easier for parents. Please go in and make sure all of your information is up to date. Make sure you've provided everything to us that we need to have the school year running. And one of the specific things is make sure you have all your contact information up to date in there, because that's our way that we get that information and I get to reach out to you on a regular basis. So we ask everybody to go check that every year. If you've changed emails, changed cell phone numbers, changed addresses, all of that.
Please do so.
Yes.
Because you all do the school districts, all four of them do a fantastic job of emails, texts, and phone calls, because we also sign up for those. So we get all those alerts for all the districts. So we don't even have a kid in the Fort Mill School District, and I feel like I know what's going on in the Fort Mill School District, but please do that. That's an easy thing so you can stay in the loop.
And that's key for us. Obviously, we want people to go to our website. We want people to go to our social media and all of that, but believe me, when there is something we need to get in front of you, we're going to text you, call you, email you directly. And the best way for us to do that is make sure we have the most up-to-date information in our systems.
And you'll do all three?
Yes.
Because I get all three of them.
Yes,
the text message, the phone call, and the email.
I attended my son's honor course event the other night, and I sat down and I was talking to my wife, and I think the person next to me heard my voice and looked over and goes, "I believe you call me on a regular basis, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, that happens quite often."
That is job security.
That is job security.
That's how you know you're doing a good job.
Good sounding voice too, Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's definitely for radio, not for TV. That's for sure.
You look good both in both mediums. His name is Joe Burke. Again, he's with the Fort Mill School District. Thanks, Joe.